Thing they fly into on Freebird. I know people go, oh, that's such an easy one. It's easy one to pick because it's crazy. Now, I know in the studio they just probably, what do they call that when they double up the tracks and just overdubbed it. But when you hear the live version and those two are going back and forth like Ronnie Cox and the crazy looking kid on the porch in Deliverance, on like a full crank jag. It is crazy, man. All right, welcome back to the show. I've been hearing a lot of stuff about viruses coming out of the Middle East. I was wondering, is there a cyber war in progress? And one of our best guests, nice guy, will always jump in when something's happening in that part of the world. I get to query him. David's book, The Islamic Tsunami, is available on Amazon.com, or you can also call 1-800-431-1579. The author of The Islamic Tsunami, David Rubin. David.
Hey, good to be with you, Dennis.
Dave, are we in the middle of a under-the-radar cyber war in the Middle East right now?
Oh, big time. Big time. Everyone is always talking about the question of when Israel is going to launch a preemptive strike against Iran, or will somebody else launch a preemptive strike against Iran, or will we continue to negotiate with Iran as they play their amazingly skillful game of poker with the Western world. But people aren't talking too much about what's going on behind the scenes. And one thing that's going on behind the scenes is a cyberspace war. And Israel is, well, thank God, is on the cutting edge of that cyberspace war. And
so it's on already. We've been misassuming there'll be a big explosion or something, but it's on, and it's in the midst of it right now, and it's all happening with techno nerds crashing people's computers with, well, what's the most recent one I heard? Tell me about the flame virus.
Okay, well, look, Israel has finally found a way of putting Jewish brains to good use. And, everyone always talks about how, Jews are so smart. And, but sometimes they could be so smart and so dumb at the same time. All you have to do is look at how they voted in the last presidential elections. I apologize to all Obama supporters out there.
Oh, that's hilarious, Dave. That's hilarious.
The computer virus, the flame, is the latest entry that's been revealed, and it effectively turns every computer that it infects into the ultimate spy. And it can turn on PC microphones to record conversations taking place near the computer. It can take screenshots. It can log instant messaging chats and gather data files, and even can remotely change settings on computers.
Wow.
Now, that's an amazing thing, and it has invaded the Iranian nuclear computer system.
Well, obviously this gives me goosebumps for two things. I like a good thriller, and I like to know that if Iran does push the button when they eventually, sooner than later, get the bomb, that it might go up 15 feet and make a hard right and go, and go back onto their pillbox, right?
Well, there you go.
Well, that would be beautiful. So are the Iranians at this point flummoxed by this, or are they? What do you hear as far as their capabilities of dealing with these viruses?
Well, they're very concerned about it, and they've made that very clear. And they, and in this case, Israel has not made it a secret. You remember the Stuxnet virus?
Yes.
Well, that was the last one that infected the Iranian nuclear program system, and this particular virus, unlike the Stuxnet virus, people aren't being coy about. The deputy prime minister in Israel has come out and said very clearly that we are blessed with technological know-how. The Israeli army leadership has come out and admitted that they're using cyberspace to attack enemies. And I should point out that it's not just the Iranian program, it's also Israel's other enemies. So, you know, I mean, we could deny it, but it's
no,
obvious.
No, but the Israelis classically have always played their even nuclear capabilities in a much very demure sense. So the world is a-changing, and I think getting it out, the word on the Muslim street that, listen, we're using everything, might preclude the big blast. Or do you still see the Big Bang coming down the road somewhere?
Well, I'm still referring to this as the proverbial foreplay before the Big Bang that everyone knows is coming. there's no way around it. We can look at the cyberspace warfare and do everything that we can in our power to delay the program, to delay the nuclear program, to push it back a couple of years, to cause problems in the nuclear program. But ultimately, it's going to continue to move forward. The Iranians aren't stopping whatever
just being slowed
the negotiate.
Down.
Yeah, whatever the negotiators might say, they're not stopping. So ultimately, they're going to have to be hit and hit in a big way.
What would who would be betrayed? I know there's in the diaspora. Certainly, I don't think Bibi Netanyahu can count on them at this point. I think that they're in the pacifist business too. But who would feel betrayed in Israel if Netanyahu did it a day before he did it? Before they did it, if he had solid evidence, nobody, right? I mean, everybody realizes they'll do it the moment they have it. So you guys, the mistake would be waiting till that day. You have to do your bomb the day before, right?
Right, if it can be done effectively, and that's the only debate that's going on in Israel, whether we could attack Iran and do it effectively, and that's really what it's all about. When is the right timing? And if it can't be done effectively, well, there are those who say, well, it shouldn't be done.
Well, there are those Iranian people that have to know that that's what's facing them eventually. God knows, when I saw those heroic kids running through the streets and I saw our president go south on backing their play, I thought, my God, does he not realize what a point of incision is here? Some of those people realize that that's what it's coming to. Some of them realize there's going to be the big portobello over Tehran if they don't stop it from within. And folks, I know it's an ugly world, but what are the Jews to do? Let them do it to them first? Does that fix anything? Of course not. We're talking to David Rubin. David's book, The Islamic Tsunami, is available on Amazon, Amazon.com, or by calling 1-800-431-1579. All right, Davey, I just wanted a quick flesh out on these viruses, and I knew that you were my go-to guy there, so we appreciate you jumping in, giving us the time.
My pleasure, Dennis.
All right, talk
Have
at you
day.
Down the road. David Rubin. And, the game is afoot, Watson. Now, you know, it's funny to me, you see so many of those crazy guys in the streets of Tikrit and Mosul, and I know I'll be painted as some stereotyper or racist and that, but I often think, really, can they get a bomb together? You know, and I guess, I look at them crowd surfing those coffins down the main drags and the green and white flags, and I think, God, I don't know if... it just doesn't look like Geniusville. But I wonder what sort of headway they're actually making on the bomb. And I assume only a few people know that. And I'm wondering, how much do you think Netanyahu knows? Does he know it all? Does he, the Mossad still such an effective tool? Do they have their ways, as they say? Are they less neurotic about intelligent procurement than we are, where they won't get into bed with nasty people? I think that's the case. I think they live in proximity to the craziest loons on the planet, and they have to keep their ear to the train track. But I wonder how much he knows. I wonder how far along they are. I wonder how much these viruses slow them down. And I wonder, would it be a targeted nuclear attack if he had to? Would it be a bunker buster? Or when David Rubin says that, it would have to be an effective attack. Does it dictate some sort of full-on nuclear attack? Do I find it abhorrent? Do I find it revulsive? Do I find it vomitous? Yeah, I do. I'm like any other human. Is there anything I find more abhorrent, more repellent, more, off-putting? Yeah, them doing it to Israel. There, that's the only thing I find more. Yeah, it's a nightmare scenario. I hope it never comes to play. If it comes to play, they're the provocateurs. I hope it comes to them first before it comes to Israel, which I think, left to its own devices, would mind its own business. Dennis Miller.
The Dennis Miller Show.